Now we are ready to hear what the U.S. Air Force has to say about UFOs. I'm pleased to present Major Hector Quintanilla, Jr., who is a native of San Antonio, Texas. That's all I need to say. He attended St. Mary's University there, graduating with a Bachelor of Science degree in physics in 1950. His career includes service with the Army Air Corps in the South Pacific during World War II. He received a direct commission as a second lieutenant in the USAF Reserve in April of 1951 and was recalled to active duty in August of 1951. After his recall and after tours of duty in Germany and Japan, he was reassigned in 1959 to the Rome Air Development Center in New York as chief of the data processing branch and remained there until assignment to the Foreign Technology Division in Dayton, Ohio in July 1963. He has been chief of Project Blue Book since that time. I am pleased to present Major Hector Quintanilla of San Antonio, Texas.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure for me to be here. The Air Force became interested in the UFO phenomenon as a project in 1947. During this period, a policy letter was written by the Chief of Staff, which directed the commander of the Air Materiel Command to set up a project whose purpose was to collect, collate, evaluate, and disseminate to interested government agencies and contractors all information regarding UFO sightings. Initially, the project was classified. However, the security classification was dropped in March of 1952. The UFO project has been unclassified since that time. During the period 1948 to 1955, the Air Force made three comprehensive studies of the UFO reports which have been submitted to them. These reports are known as the Signed Report, which was published in February of 1948, the Grudge Report, which was published in August of 1948, and the Project Blue Book Report, which was published in May of 1955. The reports concluded that the phenomena presented no threat to the security of the United States, and that the vast majority of sightings were misinterpretations of conventional objects. They also concluded that it was considered to be highly improbable that any of the UFO reports examined in the studies represented technical developments outside the range of present-day scientific knowledge. This was in 1955. And since that time, Project Blue Book has concerned itself with the investigation of the sightings, evaluation of the data, and release of the information to the news media. This information is given to the public in the form of news releases and Blue Book brochures. Today, the operational portion of the project is still located at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base. The objective of the project is still the same today as it was in the beginning, and that is to determine if UFOs present a threat to the security of the nation. I would like to emphasize at this point, although we go to great lengths to collect all available information on the sightings and to reach a conclusion as to what the stimulus, caused the sighting, such an explanation is wholly subordinated to the primary function of Blue Book, the determination in each case whether there is a threat to our national security. My office is the focal point for all UFO reports which are reported to the Air Force. Each Air Force Base commander throughout the country appoints an officer to be the UFO investigating officer for his area of responsibility. The investigating officers collect information from the observers and conduct a preliminary evaluation of the sighting according to the scientific disciplines which are available to them at the base level. The information and the primary evaluation are submitted to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base via teletype or through letter reports. These reports are then placed in categories according to their characteristics. It's a UFO report. It exhibits aircraft characteristics. We go directly to the FAA, to local airports, SAC headquarters and subordinate units, and to the Air Defense Command and its subordinates. UFO reports which exhibit balloon characteristics can be checked by contacting the U.S. weather station, local airports, Air Force Weather Station, the Hollywood Balloon Control Center, the National Center for Atmospheric Research, and various industrial companies which are presently engaged in balloon research activities. In checking reports which exhibit satellite characteristics, go directly to the Space Detection Center at Colorado Springs. They have the responsibility for tracking all satellite activity. We also go to the Space Detection Center for information regarding satellite decays. The reports which we suspect were caused by missile fires, we go directly to Cape Kennedy, Vandenberg, Point Magoo, Wallops Island, Eglin Air Force Base, Green River, and other military units which might be engaged in special activities. For analysis of radar reports, we use an organization at Wright Patterson Air Force Base, or can use other organizations which are engaged in this type of activity. For photo analysis, we use one of the organizations at Wright Patterson. For physical specimens, which are submitted to the project office, we have used the services of the Air Force Materiel Laboratory, Patel Memorial, Pure Food and Drug Administration, Libby Owens and Torn and Glass, the Northwestern Geology Department, and the Institute of Paper Chemistry. For suspected astronomical sightings, we use the services of Dr. J. Allen Hynek, astrophysicist and project report consultant, also Dr. Charles P. Olivier, head of the American Legion Society, and Dr. Robinson, astronomer at Wright Patterson Air Force Base. We also frequently refer to open literature such as Sky and Telescope for current information on comets, meteors, and auroral displays. Although my office staff is small, within the Wright Patterson Air Force Base complex, I have the services of physicists, chemists, astronomers, meteorologists, aerodynamic engineers, and photo analysts. These people are available to the project whenever they're needed. I would also like to add that I have received excellent organizational and administrative support from all echelons in the Air Staff. The Secretary of the Air Force and the Chief of Staff are interested in this program. I would like to point out that the Air Force must evaluate subjective information which cannot be duplicated in the laboratory. We are evaluating an observer's interpretation of an experience or event. With the exception of meteorites, we have never recovered anything tangible of extraterrestrial origin. I am sure that most, if not all of you, are aware of the Air Force contract signed last year with the University of Colorado. This contract, valued at approximately $300,000, is between the Air Force Office of Scientific Research and the university. It calls for an 18-month study under the direction of Dr. Edward U. Condon, former director of the National Bureau of Standards and now a professor of physics at the University of Colorado. I want to make one point very clear in connection with this contract. The only involvement of the Project Blue Book with the Colorado contract is to provide them duplicates of all current UFO reports and such material from our files as they may ask for. As a matter of interest, to date, I have supplied them with at least 400 case histories. Dr. Condon is conducting a totally independent study. In conclusion, I want to read two paragraphs from the current Project Blue Book report. To date, the firm conclusions of Project Blue Book are: no unidentified flying object reported, investigated, and evaluated by the Air Force has ever given any indication of a threat to our national security. There has been no evidence submitted to or discovered by the Air Force that sightings categorized as unidentified represent technological developments of principles beyond the range of present-day scientific knowledge. And there has been no evidence indicating that sightings categorized as unidentified are extraterrestrial vehicles. The Air Force will continue to investigate all reports of unusual aerial phenomena over the United States. Services of qualified scientists and technicians will continue to be used to investigate and analyze these reports and periodic reports. reports on the subject will be made. The Air Force takes no stand on whether or not extraterrestrial life could or does exist. Scientists believe that it is entirely possible that the universe contains life on planets other than our own. The Air Force continues to extend an open invitation to anyone who feels that he possesses any evidence of extraterrestrial vehicles operating within the Earth's near space envelope to submit his evidence for analysis. Thank you for your attention.